Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Odd Couple fans, if you miss any portion of the show, there's good news. You can just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all the platforms. All you have to do is type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, download the show, hit the follow button, and then you'll never have to miss us again. So keep that in mind. Odd Couple fans, download the podcast. Heck, even if you don't miss the show, download the podcast and listen again. All right, we got Eddie House, NBA champion, at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, this is the week the NBA season has started, so lots to get to with him. So that'll be fun. Make sure you keep it locked for that. But we're going to go to some college football. And earlier you heard Steve DeSager talking about the Michigan investigation where they're looking into cheating and sign-stealing allegations. Rob G, get us up to speed on the latest. It seems like stuff is coming out
every few hours.
There's stuff coming out every few minutes. So yesterday we touched on it briefly. Connor Stallions, the assistant coach at the center of all this, was alleged or reported to have admitted via text message to friends that he was stealing signs from Michigan, and he had become very close with Jay Harbaugh specifically, which is Jim Harbaugh's son, and that he had written what's called the Michigan Manifesto, his plan to rise up in Michigan Wolverine football lore.
Stallions wrote that?
Him and a group of other guys, yes.
So it was like his plan to what, kind of become the coach?
He said eventually his dream was to become the coach, but the manifesto itself was a list of ideas compiled by other like-minded individuals such as himself to bring Michigan football back to prominence.
Wait till I show you the MLB Bro Manifesto.
That's right.
That's how we got there.
It's going to evolve.
So the manifesto was about his individual rise
as well as five to 600 pages worth of ideas and notes compiled by himself and a group of other men who had plans to see Michigan football rise back to prominence.
Wow.
So they were in it. They were knee deep in it. Usually, manifesto is not a good word you want to hear.
I was going to say, Rob G.
They were totally deep.
It's usually
very nice, Chris.
Rob G. has no.
I have no idea.
You don't know that?
He wasn't even born.
I mean, I'm still 20 years younger than you guys.
I know. My God. Every time we talk to you, it's just scary.
Don't let the gray in the beard fool you. Just because I got more gray than Chris.
Put in Parliament Funkadelic, Rob.
Okay, I'll do that. Maybe Alex will play it for me.
Because she was not just knee-deep. She was sort of knee-deep once she did the freak with me.
Oh, I know that song.
What was it? Who sang that?
Is that George Clinton?
Yes. Knee deep?
Rob always falls for it.
I fall for that all the time.
I just told you who sang it. Five seconds later, he's falling for it.
Okay. So that was the first one. And then yesterday, late last night into this morning, Washington Post reported that there was, quote, a detailed schedule of Michigan's planned sign-stealing travel for the rest of the season, including how much money was budgeted for travel and tickets to scout each team found on a computer hard drive during the investigation. So that's number two. Number three, just in the last hour or so, Yahoo is reporting that they have TCU coaches, anonymous coaches, though, but on record, saying, quote, literally everybody we talked to knew about the scandal. They'd say, just so you know, they steal your signals. They're going to have everything, so you better change them. And one coach even told Yahoo, Michigan, quote, has the most elaborate signal stealing in the history of the world.
Wow.
But none of these reports, as of yet, have been able to directly link Jim Harbaugh. That's the big needle in the thread.
I'm going to poo-poo it, and I'm going to discount it because I'm not going to buy it. It's just, this reminds me of when Rick Pitino, Chris, the grad assistant, is buying prostitutes for basketball players at the dorm, at the basketball dorm on campus, but Rick Pitino knows nothing about it. A grad assistant making $40,000 is paying for prostitutes for basketball players. Do you tell me why? And that Rick Pitino didn't know. And you tell me why this is going on. And Jim Harbaugh didn't stop and go, there's money, Chris, allocated on a budget. There's all kinds. Where is the coach
you
talked about the other day?
There's money allocated for these trips on the budget. I mean, I don't know how Harbaugh escapes knowing that. Or even if he doesn't know, like, you're guilty for that. It's your football program.
Chris, you're supposed to oversee the program. It's under your watch. If you win a national championship, we give you the credit. Not the scouts, not the assistant coaches. We give you the credit because it happened under your watch. Just like if you have something bad.
May not be looking over budgets, but still, when it's official, I mean, once it's on the budget, it's official. Then it you got to know.
What's his name? Stallions? Chris, where's Stallions on Saturday? I haven't seen him. Wait a minute. He's not here. What do you mean he's not here? Where is he? Oh, he's at the Ohio State game. Come on.
It's hard. It's hard to believe that.
It's hard.
All this stuff is going on without them knowing. And Rob, last time we talked about it a few days ago. And Brady Quinn, it came out and said everybody does it. And
right.
I mean, look, obviously these programs are very sophisticated and elaborate. And we know for decades they've been giving players money, you know, before NIL.
Under the table, yes, we know that, right.
But this is an elaborate situation that Michigan had going on. And again, I still stand by if every team is essentially doing this or 85% of the top teams are doing it, and they, you know, it is what it is, then, yeah, they should get punished at Michigan, but that will weigh into my decision of how much. But from what we see, Rob, this looks like, right now, I mean, this looks like something kind of peculiar, particular to Michigan.
100%. And
I mean, why it should, if there's other teams doing it, then it just seems like some of that should come to light.
And here's the other thing, Chris. It coincides with Michigan turning things around.
Right.
Jim Harbaugh was on his last leg. He had to take a pay cut. The Lions wouldn't even interview Jim Harbaugh, Chris. This is a guy who went to three straight NFC championship games, went to the Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick, and the Lions weren't interested in him. That's where how far his star fell, okay, while he was at Michigan. And then all of a sudden, things have turned around. This coincides with everything. I'm not saying – I don't have all the details, Chris. I'm not saying that I know for sure he's guilty. But my goodness gracious, I mean, this just looks like Michigan is doing something that other schools aren't doing. It just seems very elaborate.
Yeah, it really does. And again, for those – if everybody's doing it, like I said, that's one thing. But don't think this isn't an advantage. If right now they're the only ones being investigated, right now they're the only ones being accused of it. And from what we see, that is a big advantage. It's like, Rob, you've said 100 times, if I know the curveball's coming, If I know the fastball's coming, my chances of hitting it are much better.
It just is. It's as simple as that. It doesn't mean
and
I'm
if it was no advantage, why would you even do it? Why would you risk cheating? Why would you cheat and risk the good name of yourself, the good name of your program, if there was no advantage? It's an advantage. And an advantage like this, that's just a small advantage, but it's all you need to separate some of these teams that are filled with top-level athletes.
Chris,
because they're all good.
And this goes back to exactly, Chris, to 2020 when they went 2-4. This is when, you know, things went off the rails for Michigan.
That was the worst. Because like I said, he hadn't done what they wanted him to do, but he had brought them back into, you know, the national picture. They were much higher profile and better than when he got there. But
then they were disappointing. Right, exactly.
Yeah, that year, they were very disappointing.
Very, very disappointing.
In the pandemic year, yep.
And then I think that's why when you look at this and all of this stuff being uncovered and the coach, Chris, the scout, buying tickets in his own name, like those are the things that you trip up. People do it all the time. You know what I mean? In investigations, you got to pay cash for stuff. You can't leave a paper trail.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, if it wouldn't surprise me if there is no official connection to Harbaugh, Rob, because if he knew about it, he would go out of his way to make sure it can't be traced to him.
No, I get it.
Right? If you know about it, that's what you're going to do. And that doesn't mean, however, like if you don't find the paper trail, it doesn't mean he had nothing to do with it.
So it just
means you might have to read between the lines, at least for us. Maybe the NCAA, if they don't have any type of paper connection, maybe they won't come down on him. But like we said, Rob, common sense, same thing with Rick Pitino. You knew, coach.
Right.
Rob, I'm going to be honest. If you got MLBBro.com. I've got my organization, the King Movement. If someone is, and I know if anything happens to the King Movement,
it's on you.
If anything happens to MLB Bro, right. They're not going after Sean from Sacramento.
No.
They're going after you. And so if you found out someone at a lower level that you gave a shot to is doing something untoward that's going to sully your name, you're going to be salty. I know I would. And I'd come out and be like, look, I had nothing to do with this. Check all you want.
Right.
But if this is true and so-and-so was doing this, you know, behind my back, oh, come down on him.
Hey, if I have to make JR Gamble the fall guy, I guess I have to make him the fall guy. I'm just saying.
But, you know, like, let's say JR works for you.
Right.
If he was doing something illegal in the name of MLBBro.com,
and you had no idea,
yep. You got to deal with MLB Network, you get all this
MLB Major
stuff.
Baseball, right.
Right. And now all of a sudden he's put that in jeopardy because of something he was doing?
Even if
he was trying to do it to help you, you're still like, dude.
You can't do that. Right. You're putting everybody in jeopardy. All the work and stuff that we built,
yep,
right, for the credibility of it goes out the window. So you can't have that. And the idea that this is going on, and even the intel, somebody's giving him the intel to help when they're making up the game plan and like different plays, Chris. You can't tell me he doesn't know, hey, they're going to run this. Or what? Where'd you get that from?
How do we know that?
Right. Where'd you get that from?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It just doesn't add up. It doesn't pass the smell test.
It doesn't.
Period. It really doesn't. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Bills, Buccaneers about to start, but we're talking college football. Your thoughts on Jim Harbaugh and the University of Michigan being investigated. This pains me. I've given a lot of money to the University of Michigan, where my daughter graduated from. But, hey, truth is truth. And the law is the law. So what do you think about this? Do you think Jim Harbaugh had any clue of what was going on? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection is in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you want to weigh in, feel free on the Jim Harbaugh situation at the University of Michigan. Rob, Micah Parsons has his podcast, and he came out, Rob, with a – he gave his top five teams. And I assume that it was the top five outside of the Cowboys. I assume. I don't think that was said on the podcast, but they weren't in it. And I got to believe he believes they're one of the top five teams. But anyway, they weren't in it. Neither were the Kansas City Chiefs, which is the
okay, so
biggest
maybe
that's
we could stop right there. Can we stop right there?
Oh, go ahead.
You know what? No, I meant once the Chiefs aren't even in the top five. I mean, what are we doing here? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
it's
hard to be
credible.
I mean,
look, it's his opinion.
No, I get that.
But it's a crazy one.
Aren't they 6-1?
Yeah, but you know, it's not the record, it's not the standings. It's their his opinion of them. He's validated in having his own opinion. It's a crazy one. I don't know how anyone would not think they're one of the best five teams in football.
Chris, even when I did
one of the best records.
Even when I did mine, I never had them out of the top. You know what? They might not have been number one on my list, right? But not to be in the top five? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
And to your point, at this point, they're 6-1.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
The only loss was without two of their three best players.
Right. And that was week one. I mean, like, that's...
But
that's
again,
my argument. I
he
get
can
it.
Say what he wants.
Of course.
So that is not my bigger beef is this, Rob. He did his obviously this is rankings. Number one were the Philadelphia Eagles. But he praised they obviously are a division rival. And he praised them a little too effusively. Now, some people might say, just like I said, you can say what he wants and all that. I just don't think it's the best thing, best look. This is a team you have to beat. We get it. They're great. They're tough everywhere. So they're going to be a tough team for us and everybody else to handle. I mean, kind of leave it at that. And I heard Joy Taylor, colleague here at Fox Sports, say on Speak, she made a good point. It was kind of like, you know, you're out with your wife or your husband, your spouse, and you see another couple you know, or you even go out with that couple, whatever, and one of you is praising the other. Like, say my wife and I are out with another couple, and I'm saying how good the other wife looks.
Oh, she looks
but
so
good.
But
it's a little too much. Right, right. It's like, it's one thing. Oh, you
her
look
hair
nice
was nice, and look right. at the clothes
Yo,
she had on.
Yo, you're fine tonight.
You
like,
fine.
Zach, can you turn around? Let me see. Why? That girl, that you wearing that dress.
Exactly.
That, you know, like, there's a, and that's kind of how Micah was with Philadelphia, Rob, and that's
like,
what I'm, if I'm a teammate or anybody in the organization, I'm kind of like, bruh.
Like, calm
down.
That's
a little much, right?
It would have been like, hey, baby, if I was, you look like a biscuit there, I could be your butter. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow.
Right. So there's a
limit.
You can compliment her.
Right. But
oh, you look nice tonight. But
that's
there's
it.
A limit. Or even if you're the husband, you're like, yo, bruh. That's a little much, you know.
Right. What are you doing? What are you talking about with my wife like that? Trying to get her head juiced up. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Right.
So that and ultimately though, to me, it boils down to this, Rob. And I said it, look, Micah to me, Rob, he doesn't need a podcast. Now again, I don't want to get in his pockets. It's doing well. It's good. Because precisely for these reasons. Cause he'll say he's come to me, Rob, he's coming at it like he's me or you or Stephen A or Skip or any of these commentators. And that's good for the podcast, but is it good for you as a football player? And I will give Draymond Green and Travis and Jason Kelce a pass because they're older players, they're veteran players, and they've won.
They've already accomplished something.
Yep.
It's definitely easier to do once you've done that, like, that's why you shouldn't be a rookie, Chris, coming out doing 9,000 things. No.
Right.
You shouldn't. Because you haven't established yourself yet. Chris, when you started out, you weren't doing TV, radio, and writing. You weren't doing that. You had to establish yourself first as a writer. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. Yep.
Same with me. I had to establish myself as a writer, as a beat writer. You know what I mean? Traveling the country, going game in, game out, and all that kind of stuff. And then you branch out where, okay, now I want to have his opinion on this stuff. It's not overnight.
We talk about this all the time, Rob. All these people you see on television that were not athletes.
Right.
Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith, Adam Schefter, Adrian Wojnarowski, Rachel Nichols. We go on and on.
Michael Malik Smith, Michael Holly.
Yep. They all, Jamel Hill, if you want to go back, like all of them, Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon, were writers.
We used to all
be at the games together.
Together, all of us. We used to eat during the playoffs, Chris, a table of 20 of us. And all of those people we're talking about, we used to be there, sitting there.
Nobody's on TV. Wilbon might have been on TV.
He might have been
TV
the only
the first
one.
First time I met him.
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, like, but they worked. My point is everybody worked their way up. And like you said, like when I got into business, Rob, I wasn't necessarily thinking television. I did. There was a point when I kind of made the decision after talking to some people, was I going to try to go the radio TV route or print journalism.
Right.
And I went print because, you know, it seemed it was like an easier chance to get in there. Once I went print, I wasn't necessarily, I didn't know that if it would ever lead to TV and radio. And that was not honestly, Rob, in my thinking that it one day it would. I was just, I'm a writer, I'm a sports writer, and I'm going to, you know, do the best I can at this and go as far as I can in this. Were you thinking, like, early on, was your goal TV or radio?
I wanted to be Oscar Madison. You know that, Chris, from The iCouple. I watched the show as a kid, and what I wanted to do was I wanted to have my own column with my picture in the paper. That is really what I wanted. You know what I mean? I wanted a column with my picture in the paper. I thought, like, that's the ultimate.
I think that was viewed as the ultimate. And we, you know, particularly back then, Rob, guys that had reached that level, it was like that was the where you wanted to get
to. That was the pinnacle. A newspaper columnist was the pinnacle.
Absolutely. And, I mean, look, you came close. You became Felix.
Yeah,
but you got close. And you work with Oscar. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Eddie Howe's around the corner.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Chris and Rob live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Eddie House. E House, what up, brother?
What's happening, my guys? What's going down?
What's happening? What up? What up?
Let's start. There's a lot of places to go, obviously, first week of the NBA season. I want to start with the Lakers. We all saw their opening night game, lost to Denver. Anthony Davis, one rebound in the first half, 0 points in the second half. What would you say to a teammate who he's still great? We all know how great he is, but doesn't seem to have the motor to kind of really be as great as he could be night in and night out. I don't, maybe you had a teammates like that. I don't know. But what would you say to a teammate, if anything, that if you had one like that, who was a star, but, you know, just sometimes disappeared and wasn't even reaching his full potential?
What you sound like, how you just explained that, that's not greatness, okay? Because greatness is night in and night out, right? Regardless on what happens, night in and night out. And they might have a game here, a game there, in between their greatness to where you have to remind them, you the best MF out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But what you just said to me, that's not screaming greatness. That screaming very talented. We hope and we wish that he could be great. We hope that he has a great mindset and mentality. And I don't think there's nothing that anybody could say to him at this point in his career. Now, early on, you know, you would go at me like, man, you know how good you are, man. You could be the best guy out here night in and night out. No matter what, there's nobody out here could mess with you. You are the best player out here. That's gassing him up and trying to get him going, right?
Right.
Well, at this point of his career, I mean, it is what it is. So for us to continue to say that Anthony Davis is great, I think that's a disservice to the real greats that have been out here in the NBA that's been balling out that deserve that tag. Everybody, just because you're good for a year, 2 years, or a span of 17 games, or whatever it is, you're not considered a great. A great is somebody that does it night in and night out for an extensive long period of time.
Eddie, bravo. I cannot agree with you anymore.
Nah, that's a great point to say. Like, look, it is what it is.
It is. And let me ask you this,
second
though.
Year, third year, but now.
But, Eddie, help me with this. You're a former guard, and if you're the point guard on the Lakers, and your big fella's got no point. I mean, I was saying to Chris the other day, Wouldn't you take that upon yourself to be like, yo, here's the play. I got to get my man going. I'm not making an excuse for Anthony Davis. I'm not. But as a guard or a point guard of the team, there's no way he should have no points in any basketball game unless he's injured. I mean, am I wrong that a guard shouldn't get involved and make sure a play, we're running this for him, we got to get him off the snide, we got to get him going? What happened to that?
Well, now you're talking about the other player and not him, right? So now you're talking about the other players that's on the team. And for this point, I'll say this. The game is different. You don't have too many traditional point guards that's looking to get somebody else off. Like, I'm watching the game right now, Philadelphia and Milwaukee, right? Tyrese Maxey ain't looking to get nobody else off, but he's a point guard.
Right, right.
It's just
right.
The way the game is now. The game is different. The game has evolved into a different type of game. It's going to always slow down and change in the playoffs to where you're going to need guys to be able to be quick decision makers, be able to make the quick decision, to be able to dictate how the flow of the game is going. It's going to go like that when it comes down to the playoffs. But in the regular season, especially like you look at the team, that's, I think that's why LeBron was saying I could play PG too, is because right. he understands that. Like, man, guys, I know y'all want to get y'all's, but we got to make sure he gets his so everybody else could eat. Because if he's eating, we going to win. If he's not eating and we're not forcing him, and then on the flip side of that, LeBron's so smart, right? You continue to force feed somebody and he ain't getting it done, then at that point you say, he just can't get it done for us, guys. You know, so it's a double-edged sword right there. So you got to look, you can peel back those layers and you can see exactly what's going on.
What'd you think about Victor Wembanyama's debut last night? 15 points, I think 5 rebounds, 1 block. What were your thoughts?
Stop hacking. Stop hacking. No, real talk.
No, it limited him to 23 minutes. It definitely was
no, bad. I know. He was out there in foul
I thought
trouble,
some of them were a little ticky. You know what I mean?
I'm just playing. But those are what you're going to get when you're a rookie, too. You know what I mean? You're going to get some of those bogus fouls when you're a rookie. You're not going to get the benefit of the doubt, especially when somebody might look at you and not be the most physical, dominating guy. You might want to get physical. They call a foul because everybody's talking about how you're not that physical and maybe you're – so you overcompensate. You can get a foul for that. So let's just put that to the side. All that was before that was jokes, but that's real what I just said right then. But this is the thing, is that I thought he played well. The moments he was out there, you seen times where you was like, woof, look at this dude. You know what I mean? Like, he can really change the trajectory of this franchise again. You know, we've seen that happen with this franchise before.
But Eddie, let me ask you, can you be 7-5 with 5 rebounds?
No, but I'm going to tell you this, the reason why you can't be aggressive if you have in foul trouble. You can't be as aggressive as you want. So off of that game, I'm not going to sit here and say, man, you know, he need to get more rebounds. Well, he was in foul trouble. Okay. So when you're in foul trouble, you can't be as aggressive as you want to be on either side of the ball. If it's going to get a rebound, offensive rebound, defensive rebound, if it's going to block a shot, or if it's going to try to get to the basket, it's things in the back of your mind, you're like, hey, man, I'm in foul trouble. I don't want to get another foul. I got to try to play a certain way. And – mind you, they wasn't running a lot of. They weren't running the offense through him, and he was basically just playing off of what everybody else was doing. So I'm going to give him leeway on that side. He can get more rebounds, and I believe he will. I believe he'll average 8.5-9 rebounds this year.
And let me ask you about the opener with Denver and the Lakers. Some people thought it could be a statement for the Lakers. Look at what they did. They bolstered their team up. In the offseason, let's see where the Nuggets are. They look like a well-oiled machine, the Nuggets. I mean, and I don't know who's going to stop them if they're healthy. They look good. They have even more confidence than a year ago. They've won a championship now. They're still a young team growing, Eddie. What is not to like about that team, Denver?
No, you like everything about what Denver brings to the table. And when you say it was a statement game for the Lakers, on the flip side, I've been on teams that we've won. I've won 60 games a few times in my career, and those type of games right there, those are statement games. And those statement games is not the team that's trying to make the statement against you. It's you making a statement against them. And Denver made their statement. They're saying, hey, I don't care what you guys believe. There's not going to be a championship hangover. We are the real deal. Jokic right. believes he's the best player on the planet. Jamal Murray believes that he's one of the best point guards, if not the best point guard in the league. So you got an issue to deal with when you play against Denver, especially when it's prime time, especially when it's those type of games that's been circled on the schedule. Like, hey, these are statement games. So I'm not surprised of what Denver does. Now, I am surprised that you said that there's nobody out there that can handle them, because I know there is some teams out there that's going to handle them, that can handle them, and that will see them eventually, and then we'll see them.
Boston, okay. Milwaukee, Phoenix, is that your three, or are there more that you're thinking?
No, not at all. I think obviously in the East, you know, it's top heavy with Boston, Milwaukee, but I think the West is wide open. right? And I think they're the cream of the crop, but they're going to beat up on each other. I think that the West is extremely deep. I mean, extremely deep.
It's incredibly deep. I think the only easy night is Portland, and, I mean, they got young talent.
Not even, but there's really no nights off. You know what I mean? There's really not any real nights off in the West.
All right, that's our man, Eddie House. Great stuff, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
Yep, Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you get rewarded? Sure you should. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees whatsoever. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Same where we talk about something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's topic comes to us courtesy of the calendar, because coming up next week on Tuesday, to be exact, is Halloween. Everyone's excited about it. I'm personally dressing up as Steve DeSager, so I'm pretty excited. But it got me thinking, because, you know, both of you guys are well-to-do, financially conscious individuals. Rob Parker's going to be handing out a lot of candy. He buys the king-size candy bars because it's cool like that. Chris Broussard will be handing out $20 bills. It got me thinking.
Will I?
When you have someone knock on your door saying trick-or-treat, how old is too old for you to just be like, nah, fam, I'm not giving you anything? We'll start with you, Rob Parker.
I would say, I don't know, 16?
16? Like so a 15-year-old can roll up to your crib dressed like Batman and you gonna give him some candy?
14 or 15. Chris, there's some guys who aren't, they haven't like turned over to that, you know, being a teenager, they still kind of like a little old, you know, they're a little old for their age to still be doing it, but there are some. I wouldn't turn them away. If you're
what
16,
year did you, when was your last year?
12 or 13.
I think I was in
12 or 13.
I was probably sixth or seventh grade. So I think sixth grade. That's last time I went, I got my candy stolen from me.
Oh, they took your candy.
We used to always
That light-skinned guy over there? I'm going to snatch his bag.
You listen to the story.
All right, go ahead.
We used to always go with several of us, you know, that were friends. And, you know, we had little brothers and sisters. And we'd all go together, right? And then one year, me and two of my boys, we was like, man, we want to go by ourselves. Forget going with the little kids. And so, you know, we did. It was the three of us went by ourselves. And we went out and some dude, like, we were just walking in between houses. And one of my friends said something because somebody ran up and took his bag. And then I turned, and next thing I know, somebody ran by and took my bag, and they were gone. And we told my dad, my late great father, he got his gun.
Did he really?
He got his gun.
Over some candy?
Yeah, I was like, it ain't all that, daddy. Although I wanted my candy. And he went out, he didn't do nothing, but obviously. But yeah, he was ready to protect his son and get me some candy. We did go out a little later and got more candy, but still, yeah, that was
traumatic.
That was
Rob
the last
G?
Time I went.
Has your bag ever been stolen?
Never. I will say, Chris, now the phone book story is not so far-fetched anymore. Now that we know your dad was going to pull the piece out over like $9 worth of candy.
Right.
No, I've never had my candy stolen before. And Rob, I will say, I don't fully believe your thing about like the 14, 15-year-old, because I feel like if you had like a 23-year-old college co-ed female, you would still give her candy. But if it was a dude is where you would draw the line. That's what I think.
You know what? Probably.
He wouldn't even draw that line, he said.
You know, I probably would.
I think about 12, 11 or 12, I think, is about the max.
CB, what are you going to do, card these kids?
I know.
What school do you go to?
Thank you.
But if you big,
exactly.
You got a little bass in your voice.
If you got a mustache, Chris ain't giving you candy.
It's a little much. It's a little much.
Alex, you know. What about you? Are you turning the kids away?
See, that's the funny thing is my neighborhood, I grew up with kids everywhere. They would always go around. We would always give candy out. I don't care if you're 10, 5, 30, 40. If you got 30. Enough in you to put a costume on and trick or treat, I'm giving you candy. Why not? I mean, CB, come on. It ain't that big of a deal.
I mean, I'm just saying, if I see a 30-year-old in a costume dressed like Donald Duck or something, come on. I got questions.
All right?
You got candy. I got questions.
CB, it's free candy. You tell me you ain't trying to get some free candy?
But you got to admit, everybody always knows whenever they give out the full-size candy bars,
everybody
that's
goes
the
house. There.
Right, they're giving
that's
out the full-size Milky Ways.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You go back there. You take off your mask and go back.
That's why Chris's house is always busy.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.